The global campaign to catch cyber criminals has narrowed its focus to a small number of highly skilled programmers, mostly operating in Russia. Europe's Criminal Intelligence Agency estimates that only about 100 kingpins develop bugs, viruses and other destructive programs and sell them to crime gangs around the world. But it says efforts to crack down on the syndicates are being hampered by poor relations between police in different countries. Pat McGrath reports.
Two major bugs, one called Heartbleed and the other known as Shellshock, have crippled millions of computers and networks around the world so far this year, and countless other examples of malicious software or malware have affected users, often in ways that have cost them money or their privacy. So it's reasonable to imagine that a highly sophisticated network involving thousands of programmers around the world are behind these attacks. But Troels Ørting, the head of cybercrime at Europol, has a much smaller estimate.
Around 100 good programmers globally right now. There might be a bit more, a bit less, but that will be in the area.
He's told the BBC it's mostly Russian speakers developing and testing the malware.
And then it's downloaded by all kinds of criminals that could be Western European criminals and Eastern European criminals and, or African or American criminals. But the majority of the kingpins seems right now to be located in the Russian-speaking area. It's not from all from the Russian Federation, but it's all Russian-speaking.
Crime gangs constantly attack businesses. Over the weekend, hackers gained access to the credit card details of potentially thousands of Kmart customers in the United States. Europol and other law enforcement agencies have been struggling to find ways to intervene because most of the gangs operate across borders. So Troels Ørting says attention is now focusing on the source of the problem.
If we are good enough to identify the rather limited group of good programmers that I think we roughly know who are, if we can target them and take them out of the equation, then the rest will fall down until they have been replaced, and they are not so many.
The task is being further complicated by the increasing sophistication of methods used to hide users' identity online.
I think what is confusion between privacy and anonymity. I think that you have privacy and you have a right to privacy, but that doesn't mean that you have a right to be anonymous.
Another problem has been coordinating police operations in Russia because of the country's difficult relationship with the EU. Troels Ørting says that is improving.
I am increasingly happy because I've just been in Moscow a couple of times and I've just made an agreement that we will come with four very, very interesting cases to them. And then we'll see the outcome, of course. But so far, it seems to be going in the right direction, actually.
But despite that change in direction, Europol still expects the attacks to become more frequent and more destructive.
Pat McGrath.